hearts can be opened.
知道你回来之前，我们该如何活在你的面前。
That we know how we should live before your presence, before your return.
在你回来之前，你有什么的心意在你的教会当中。
And what is your heart for the church before you return?
我们把以下的时间仰望在你的手中。
We give the following time into your hand.
求主亲自的对我们当中每一个人说话。
Lord, may you personally speak to every one of us.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
我们今年三月份的时候 ,Candy Pittman 弟兄来我们当中交通了一系列的希伯来书。
That in March, Brother Candy Pittman came and shared on Hebrews.
那我们也在当中的聚会也知道说我们有一班弟兄姊妹在主日学的时候花了13个月来读了交通了希伯来书。
And we also know that one of the Sunday school classes spent 13 months to study and share on Hebrews.
我们知道希伯来书是一个很特别的书。
We know that Hebrews is a unique book.
希伯来书最后的时候有问安的话。
At the end of Hebrews, you find words of greeting.
但是希伯来书前面没有开始就已经告诉我们谁是希伯来书的作者。
But in the beginning, it doesn't tell us who the author is.
但不管是谁是希伯来书的作者。
But nevertheless,
这个希伯来书里面有一些的有一些神的意思是值得我们去发现。
There are certain meanings that God has that He wants us to discover.
甚至有弟兄说，希伯来书是圣经66卷书当中最重要的书。
And some people even say that Hebrews is the most important book in the Bible.
当我们知道圣经66卷每一卷都是很重要的书。
Of course, we know that all 66 books of the Bible are very important.
但是希伯来书里面有一些的话，我们好像是难以明白的。
But there are some words in Hebrews that seem apparently seem to be difficult for us to understand.
但是我们知道有一点很确定的。
But we do know one thing.
希伯来书的话是写给已经信主的人。
The book of Hebrews was written to those who already believe.
是写给在也许是当时是给在犹太人当中已经信主的弟兄姊妹。
Perhaps back then it was written for the Jews who had believed.
因为我们看到希伯来书里面有许多旧约的背景，旧约圣经的引用。
We see that there is much Old Testament background and many references to Old Testament events.
我们感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
在13个月的跟弟兄姊妹一同读这个希伯来书。
That we studied this book for 13 months with brothers and sisters.
我们可以经历到对希伯来书的认识的确是有进步。
And we can experience that our understanding of Hebrews has definitely improved.
去年我也在这边大概是五月份的时候交通了希伯来书的一部分。
Last year around May, I think, I also shared a little bit on Hebrews.
那个时候还是13个月当中的那个中间的时间。
That was still during the time of those 13 months.
所以经过了13个月。
But after 13 months,
我们的确是觉得对希伯来书有稍微更多的认识。
We feel that we have now understood Hebrews a little more.
那主也把一个负担放在我的里面。
And the Lord has also given me a burden.
虽然这次交通的时候，师父好像预备了许多不同的方面。
And even at this time, as I was preparing, there were many different aspects.
但是到最后，主还是借着祷告，借着弟兄姊妹的话，还是让我知道说，今天有交通什么。
But by prayer and by the words from other brothers and sisters, I know what I'm sharing today.
希伯来书里面有一句话。
There is a phrase in
Hebrews. 刚刚我们所读过的。
Which we read.
是第十章里面。
In chapter 10.
37节开始。
Starting in verse 37.
因为还有一点点的时候，那要来的就来，并不迟延。
For yet in a while, in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay.
只是义人必因信得生。
But my righteous one shall live by faith.
他若退后，我心里就不喜欢他。
And if he shrinks back, my soul has no pleasure in him.
那这句话，义人必因信得生。
You see the words, my righteous one shall live by faith.
是一个很重要的话。
It's a very important word.
我们知道今年是2017年。
We know that this year is 2017.
今年也是所谓的宗教改革500周年。
And today is also the 500th anniversary of the Reformation.
在1517年的10月31号。
On October 31st,
我们刚刚过了10月31号。
We passed that not too long ago.
世人说是 Halloween。
The world says that it's Halloween.
马丁路德在威丁堡的一个教堂的门口贴了95条。
But on the church door in Wittenberg, Martin Luther nailed the 95 theses.
宣告说他认为罗马天主教有许多不合乎圣经的。
To proclaim many things where he thought the Roman Catholic Church was not following the Bible.
也宣告说他在从圣经的话，从神的话当中知道什么是信仰的标准。
And also to proclaim from what he understood from the Word of God, what is the standard for faith.
在他做这个事情之前
，And before he did this,
罗马天主教已经落到我们所谓的黑暗的时代。
The Roman Catholic Church had already fallen into what we call the Dark Ages.
本来是神的教会要在地上为耶稣基督做见证。
Originally, the Church of God should have testified for him on earth.
但是到一个程度，人不知道信心，不知道救恩是如何的一回事。
But they reached a point where the people did not even know where salvation came from.
居然他们宣告说救恩是要去买赎罪券。
They even proclaimed that you needed to buy indulgences to be saved.
这个是一方面。
That was one aspect.
第二方面，
another aspect,
圣经，我们现在读的66卷书的圣经，
the 66 books of the Bible that we read today,
不可以再读了。
You cannot read that anymore.
圣经是用链子把它链起来。
The Bible was chained up.
要一些的神职人员才能够把那个链子打开，才可以读圣经。
Only certain scholars could unlock the chains and read the Bible.
圣经也翻译成为拉丁文。
The Bible had also been translated to Latin.
在聚会当中也是用拉丁文。
And all the meetings were conducted in Latin.
所以一般的百姓不知道圣经是说什么的话。
So the lay people did not understand what the Bible was talking about.
第三个问题。
And the third problem.
他们有一个说法。
They had a certain saying.
我们知道主耶稣在圣经里面，主耶稣也吩咐我们说，我们要常常有擘饼聚会纪念主。
We know that in the Bible, our Lord Jesus commanded us to constantly remember him with the bread and the cup.
我们要吃主的饼，喝主的杯。
To eat of his bread and drink of his cup.
但是天主教后来有一个的说法。
But then the Catholics had a certain saying.
他们说当神父祝福了饼跟杯的时候，之后。
They said that when the bishop blesses the bread and the cup.
那个饼就真的变成基督的身体。
The bread actually turns into Christ's body.
那个杯里面的那个酒，杯的酒就真的成为基督的血。
And the wine in the cup actually turns into his blood.
所以他们就有个说法。
So they had a certain saying.
那如果众平信徒去领用饼，那还好，反正我是给你一个圆饼，然后你接受。
If the lay people want to receive the bread, it's okay because you're just taking a round wafer.
但问题是，如果那个杯就是基督的血，如果不小心被洒在地上，那就出大问题了。
But what if you accidentally spill Jesus' blood on the ground? Then that's a big problem.
所以那个时候，他们就禁止平信徒在擘饼聚会或是弥撒当中领用杯。
So during that time, they prohibited the lay people from taking the cup during the mass.
所以有许久的时间。在天主教里面，弥撒只可以领用主的饼。
So for a very long time in the Catholic Mass, you could only take of the bread.
不能够饮用主的杯。
You cannot take the cup.
所以在这个背景的底下
，And in this background,
神就兴起了马丁路德。
God raised up Martin Luther.
马丁路德其实也是他一个比较他的背景是绝对让他觉得自己要修行的。
And Martin Luther's background caused him to think that he needed to be a monk.
在大概12世纪或是更早的时候，大概12世纪的时候。
Around the 12th century or so.
天主教为了要对付有一般所谓的异端。
The Catholics wanted to deal with a so-called heresy.
就形成了有两班的修士。
So they became two orders of monks.
一个叫做 St. Francis.
One was started by St. Francis.
他们是要积极贫穷。
And they believed in being in poverty.
因为有一般他们所谓的异端,
because one of the supposed heresies,
有人把所有的财产都卖了,
they would sell all of their goods.
甘愿贫穷,
they were willing to be poor.
他们只是农夫,
and they were only farmers.
所以他们有一般人帮机会就形成来对付这帮异端。
Then these Franciscans were established to deal with those supposed heresies.
还有另外一般,
there was another group.
他们发现那帮异端啊, 就是刚刚所谓的异端, 他们不单是农夫平民,
they discovered that those supposed heresies, they weren't just farmers, they weren't just poor.
他们每个都会读圣经,
they all knew how to read the Bible.
他们就觉得这样子是对他们有很大的危险, 对天主教很大的危险。
The Catholics saw this as a huge threat to them.
所以慢慢就形成多明理会。
So then they established the Dominican.
那那一班呢, 就是他们天主教的修士专门去研读圣经。
And the order of the Dominicans, they specialize in reading the Bible.
当马丁路德在他读书的时候,
as Martin Luther was studying,
他到了图书馆,
he went to a library.
他发现有一本书他非常的喜爱。
He discovered a book that he really liked.
那本书就叫做圣经。
And that book was called the Bible.
后来他自己知道要在神的话当中有很多的学习。
Later on, he realized that he needed to study in the Bible.
当他读到罗马书第一章的时候,
and then he came upon Romans chapter 1.
他读到有这样子一句话,
he read to a certain passage.
罗马书第一章,
Romans chapter 1.
这义是本于信, 以至于信。
For the righteous.
第十六节。
Okay, verse 16. The salvation is to everyone who believes.
如经上所记, 义人必因信得生。
As it is written, but the righteous man shall live by faith.
罗马书这个因, 义人必因信得生这句话,
the words the righteous shall live by faith in Romans,
是从哈巴谷书来的。
It comes from Habakkuk.
哈巴谷书有三章。
There are three chapters in Habakkuk.
在第一章的时候, 就先知哈巴谷得了一个重担。
In chapter 1, Habakkuk received a burden.
因为他看到当时义人被恶人围困。
He saw that the righteous people were in bondage by evil people.
公理显然颠倒,
and that righteousness and evil were flipped around.
他就问神, 为什么好像神不做任何事情呢?
He asked God why it seemed that God did not do anything.
神在第一章回答他,
and God responded.
神要在他们那个时候显一件事情,
he would do something in their midst.
就算神告诉他们,
and even if God told them,
他们也不相信。
They would not believe it.
结果神要兴起扎勒底人, 就是巴比伦,
the God was establishing, raising up the Babylonians.
后来就是把以色列人, 把他们掳到巴比伦去。
The people who took the Israelites captive into Babylon.
在哈巴谷书第二章,
Habakkuk chapter 2.
神给他一个, 一个意象,
God gave him a vision.
叫他写在板上,
he told him to write it,
好让死人可以容易的读,
on a tablet,
这个是哈巴谷书第二章第二节,
so that the one who reads it may run.
因为第三节, 因为这末世就是那个意象有一定的日期快要应验并不虚谎, 虽然迟延还要等候, 因为必临到不再迟延。
Chapter 2, verse 3. For the vision is yet for the appointed time. It hastens toward the goal, and it will not fail. Though it tarries, wait for it. For it will certainly come and will not delay.
第四节, 加勒底人自高自大, 心不正直, 为义人必因信得生。
Verse 4. Behold, as for the proud one, his soul is not right within him, but the righteous will live by his faith.
第三, 哈巴谷书到第三章的时候就有一个祷告。
And Habakkuk chapter 3 is a prayer.
他说, 耶和华求你在这些年间, 复兴你的作为。
Oh Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years.
所以在新约圣经里面
In the New Testament,
一人必因信得生用了引用了三次。
The righteous shall live by faith. This passage was used three times.
两次是保罗的书信。
Twice it was in Paul's letters.
第一个是刚刚我们读过的，我们所看过的罗马书的第一章。
One was in Romans chapter 1.
第二次。
The second time
是加拉太书的第三章。
Was in Galatians chapter 3.
我们稍微看一下。
Let us take a look.
第三章的第七节。
Chapter 3 verse 7.
所以你们要知道，那以信为本的人，就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith who are the sons of Abraham.
第最后一节，这是十一节，没有一个人靠着律法在神面前称义，这是明显的，因为经上说，义人必因信得生。
Verse 11, now that no one is justified by the law before God is evident, for the righteous man shall live by faith.
第三个引用这个义人必因信得生，就是在希伯来书的第十章。
And the third reference is in Hebrews chapter 10.
我们刚刚已经读过，所以我们就不重复了。
We already read it earlier.
那我们弟兄姊妹，如果我们读罗马书第一章、加拉太书第三章、希伯来书第十章的时候。
Brothers and sisters, when you read Romans chapter 1, Galatians 3, and Hebrews 10,
我们就发现义人必因信得生所引用的内容跟方向在三个地方不太一样。
You see that the context and the content in which this passage was used was different in all three of them.
我们看到在罗马书的时候
In Romans,
它的重点是义人。
The emphasis was on the righteous man.
他说这义是本于信以至于信。
Because this righteousness, the salvation is to everyone who believes.
在前面因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来。
For I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God.
那这个我想我们没有任何的问题了解。
I believe that we do not have any trouble understanding this.
加拉太书
Galatians
就是讲到说以信为本的人就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
It says that those who are of the faith are the sons of Abraham.
那边的义人必因信得生，它的重点是信心。
And there, the emphasis is on faith.
以信为本的就是亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Because those who are of faith are the sons of Abraham.
所以当我们读到希伯来书的时候
And when we come to Hebrews,
我们就发现它的重点是在义人必因信的生，或是义人必因信而活，这个后面生或活的部分。
In Hebrews, the emphasis is on living, or when the righteous shall live by faith.
我们怎么能看出来呢？
How do we see that?
我们要看那个希伯来书的圣经。
Let's take a look at Hebrews again.
我们来看第十章。
Chapter 10.
第三十五节。
Verse 35.
所以你们不可丢弃勇敢的心，存这样的心，必大得赏赐。
Therefore, do not throw away your confidence, which has a great reward.
注意三十六节。
Pay attention to verse 36.
你们必须忍耐，使你们行完了神的旨意。
For you have need of endurance, so that when you have done the will of God,
就可以得着所应许的。
You may receive what was promised.
使你们行完了神的旨意。
When you have done the will of God.
那我们来看到义人必因信得生的时候。
When we see that the righteous one shall live by faith.
希伯来书也告诉我们一个事情。
Hebrews also tells us of a condition.
义人必因信得生跟主耶稣的回来很有关系。
That the righteous shall live by faith is connected to the Lord's return.
因为他说三十之节还有一点点的时候。那又来的就来，并不迟延。
Because in verse 37 it says, "For yet in a very little while, he who is coming will come and will not delay."
其实我去问一下，我们有十三个月一起读希伯来书的弟兄姊妹。
If I ask those brothers and sisters who read Hebrews with us, 13 months,
有没有发现希伯来书一直所给我们的印象 都是指着主耶稣要回来的时候。
Did you notice that the impression Hebrews gives us all connects to the Lord's return?
我们读了希伯来书。
After reading Hebrews,
我们知道神要对我们说什么的话吗？
Do we know what God wants to tell us?
我们知道希伯来书启示，他一开始的时候，一直到最后，都是告诉我们说，我们要行完神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的吗？
Because when you read Hebrews, do you find that when you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised?
那所以我们就问说，当然有许多不同的地方，点点滴滴，希伯来书告诉我们是指着。使我们看到是将来的事情。
We see in Hebrews, scattered throughout Hebrews, there are many things that tell us of what is to come.
比如说
For example,
在第二章
Chapter 2,
那个说到我们如果第三节如果忽略这么大的救恩怎么陶醉呢？
For example, Chapter 2, Verse 3, How will we escape if we neglect so great a salvation?
当我们用整本的希伯来书来看这一区的圣经的话，
When we look at this passage in the context of all of Hebrews,
我们知道这个救恩并不是我们因信称义的救恩而已。
We know that this salvation can't be discussing only on our justification by faith.
圣经告诉我们说，
The Bible tells us,
神要过去救我们，现在要救我们，将来还要救我们。
That in the past God has saved us, in the present God is saving us, and in the future God will continue to save us.
这不告诉我们说，神的救恩是一个完备的救恩。
Here you see that salvation is a full salvation.
过去我们因信称义了。
In the past we were justified by faith.
我们如果心里，我们口里称耶稣基督为主。
If we confess with our mouths that Jesus Christ is Lord,
心里相信神叫他从死里复活，
and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead,
就必得救，
then you will be saved.
这个是我们每个信主的弟兄姊妹所经历的永远的救恩。
All brothers and sisters who have believed have experienced this eternal salvation.
我们因信而称义，
we are justified by faith.
以相信就永远得救，
and by faith,And by believing, you are saved forever.
我们的救恩永远不会失去。
You cannot lose your salvation.
所以我们当到读到希伯来书一些的圣经一些的经文的时候，
When we read certain passages in Hebrews,
特别是第六章，
especially chapter 6,
有一些人就会觉得有点困惑。
Some people seem to find some difficulty.
是否好像觉得救恩会失去？
It almost seems as if you can lose.
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank
在神的话所整本的66卷圣经里面实在的确告诉我们说
that if you read the entire 66 books of the Bible, it indeed tells us
我们一信主
once we believe in the Lord
就永远得救
you are forever saved
不会失去我们的救恩
you can't lose your salvation
但是这边神说现在还要救我们将来还要救我们是什么一回事呢
but hereThe Lord says that He will save us now and in the future He will continue to save us. What does this mean?
将来要救我们。
In the future He will continue to save us.
圣经是告诉我们我们的身体得赎了。
The Bible tells us that our bodies will be redeemed.
我们现在这个身体
Our current body
是应该会一天一天的朽坏。
Is gradually corrupting day by day.
十年前看我
If you look at me 10 years ago
我最近到了台湾去。
So recently I went to Taiwan.
那回到以前在台湾住的聚会的地方。
I went back to the gathering where I when I used to live there.
那跟弟兄姊妹问安的时候。
When I greeted the brothers and sisters.
比如说我是在12年前在这边跟弟兄姊妹一同聚集的。
I mentioned that I had gathered with the brothers and sisters here 12 years ago.
那我相信有一些的弟兄姊妹在那边看起来已经过了12年了。
I know that some brothers and sisters have last saw me 12 years ago.
有一些弟兄们也已经被接到主的荣耀里面去了。
And some brothers have already been taken by the Lord.
那我也相信。
And I also believe.
我跟弟兄姊妹问安的时候，弟兄姊妹看到我。
That when brothers and sisters saw me when I greeted them.
也觉得我过了12年。
They could tell that I had passed, that 12 years had passed.
可能头发白了。
Probably my hair turned whiter.
也少了。
And probably I lost some hair.
所以我们知道我们的这个身体
So we know that our body
是一天一天的朽坏,
is corrupting day by day.
但是主有一,
but God has a glorious plan.
就是要将来给我们一个不朽坏的身体,
because He will give us an incorruptible body.
哥林多后书告诉我们说,
2 Corinthians tells us,
是那个要朽坏的穿上不朽坏的,
that the corruptible will put on the incorruptible.
所以是多么荣耀的事情,
isn't that such a glorious thing?
所以有弟兄说,
so some brothers say,
他说麻烦你给我一个照片哈, 做一个纪念,
they said, please give me a photo so that I can remember and use as a comparison.
他那个弟兄被问的弟兄有说你先不要问我拿照片,
and that brother said, don't ask me for my picture now. You should take a picture of me after I have received the future body. We do not know how amazing the body that the Lord will give us is.
穿过墙壁到了进到那个门徒的当中,
perhaps it will be like the Lord Jesus, we can pass through the wall into the midst of the disciples.
也许我们以后会都在天上,
perhaps while we are all on heaven,
然后我们不用坐飞机, 想一想我们就到地上来了,
if we don't need to take a plane, and if we want to go to the ground, we can.
神说现在要救我们是什么样的救恩呢?
So what is the salvation when the Lord says He is saving us now?
我相信我们读过希伯来书我们都很清楚,
if we have read Hebrews before, we are all very clear.
就算弟兄姊妹没有在13个月一起读希伯来书,
even if you have not studied Hebrews with us for 13 months,
刚刚读过的那节,
that verse that we just read,
第10章39节,
Chapter 10, verse 39,
我们却不是推后路沉沦的那等人, 乃是有信心以致魂得救的人,
but we are not of those who shrink back to destruction, but of those who have the faith to the salvation of the soul.
魂得救,
the salvation of the soul,
就是神现在要救我们,
that is what it means when God is saving us now.
所以一个完全的救恩,
so this full salvation that God has prepared for us,
是过去要救我们,
in the past He has saved us,
现在要救我们,
now He is saving us,
将来要救我们,
and in the future He will still save us.
所以当我们去在主面前思想默想主给我们的恩典主所成就的救恩是何等丰富的时候,
as we consider how abundant our Lord's salvation for us has,
我们要记得一件事,
let us remember,
神是为我们是预备的,
God has prepared everything for us,
是眼睛未曾看见,
it is what eye has not seen,
耳朵未曾听过,
nor ear has heard,
人心也未想过的,
nor has entered into the heart of man.
原来我们的救恩是我们全人的救恩,
actually, our salvation is a full salvation.
我们不单是 过去信主了，我们的灵重新活过来，灵得救了。
In the past when we were saved, our spirit was revived.
我们将来我们的身体得赎，我们有一个不朽坏的身体。
In the future, our bodies will be saved, and we will have an incorruptible body.
现今神要做一个事情，就是使我们的魂得救。
But right now, God is doing a thing in which our souls will be saved.
那我们什么叫做 魂的得救呢?
So what is the salvation of the soul?
其实我们的答案都在希伯来书里面,
actually the answer is already in Hebrews.
不过呢,
however,
我们需要用圣经66卷书来把神这个荣耀的计划显明出来。
We need all 66 books of the Bible to reveal this glorious plan.
但记不记得希伯来书第6章有一句话,
do you remember a word in Hebrews 6?
我们尝过主恩的滋味,
those who have tasted of the good word of God.
希伯来书里面有一些话是让我们先尝尝这个荣耀的救恩。
In Hebrews, there's a few words that allow us to taste of that glorious salvation.
但是要弟兄姊妹要记得,
but please remember,
这些话在圣灵这个不知道是哪位的作者写下来的希伯来书,
the Holy Spirit, through the named, unnamed author of Hebrews,
不是只有给我们, 给当时的犹太的信主的弟兄姊妹,
It wasn't only for the Jewish believers back then.
是给我们每一个人。
It is for everyone.
在十一章里面最后的给我们的安慰或是挑战。
When you see the challenge and the comfort in Hebrews 11.
第十一章。
Chapter 11.
是提到我们所谓的信心的英雄的一章。
We often call it the Faith Hall of Fame.
对不对
？Right.
那他用不同的人物告诉他们的信心。
He uses different people to tell of their faith.
亚伯因着信。
By faith, Abel.
你英文你听得出来一个分别吗
？Do you hear the difference in English?
亚伯因着信。
By faith, Abel.
以挪因着信。
By faith, Enoch.
摩西因着信。
By faith, Moses.
亚伯拉罕因着信。
By faith, Abraham.
以撒因着信。
By faith, Isaac.
雅各因着信。
Jacob.
听得出来有什么分别吗
Do you see the difference?
重点是不是那些所谓的信心的英雄
The emphasis here isn't on those so-called heroes of faith.
重点是 by faith, 是因着信
The emphasis is on by faith.
为什么
Why?
因为第十一章是连着希伯来书的第十一章是 连着希伯来书的第十章最后结束
Hebrews 11 is connected to the end of Hebrews 10.
所以我们当我们看希伯来书十一章的时候
When we look at chapter 11,
我们就不能够把十一章只有拿出来
We can't take it out of context.
我们稍微 来谈论信心的事情
We must discuss this matter of faith.
当然我们谈论信心的事情是非常好
Of course, it is good for us to discuss faith.
但是我们需要在神的话语的光中知道神要在这个十一章对我们说什么的话
But we need to see what God is trying to tell us in chapter 11.
希伯来书的十一章告诉我们说
Hebrews 11 tells us
我们的信心是有目的的
That our faith has a purpose.
我在这边就不多一句一句读了
I won't read it verse by verse.
弟兄姊妹可以看
But you can see for yourself.
你可以发现在第十一章提到的那些的旧约时代的人物的时候
If you pay attention to all those Old Testament characters
神看的重点是什么
What was God looking for?
神看的重点是他们有信心
The emphasis was that they had faith
仅仅如此吗
Is that it?
不是
No
神看重的是他们留下来的见证
God was looking at the testimony that they left behind
你如果再回去再读的时候发现他神就看重他们所留下来的见证。
When you read it again in the future, you will notice that God is looking highly on the testimony they left behind.
所以在十一章最后一节的时候
，That's why in the last verse in chapter
给我们后来的人有一个挑战。
There's a challenge for us who come later.
对我们来说也是一个安慰。
And it's also a comfort.
告诉我们知道神在我们当中，在主耶稣快回来之前。神要做一个什么的事情
We can see what the Lord wants to do in our midst before he returns.
或是说我们以十一章三十九节开始
If we start reading in verse 39,
他说这些人都是因信得了美好的证据
And all these having gained approval through their faith.
那些人已经过去了
Those people have already passed on.
不单只是以诺亚伯亚伯拉罕
Such as Enoch,Abel or not only Abel, Enoch or Abraham.
他后来又说还有参孙等等，但是他说如果我一一都说，我时间就不够了。
Because it also says that for time will fail me if I tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, etc.
就是我如果继续说下去，那个很细，我时间也不够了。
And if I go to that in detail, I have no time.
但是很重要一点。
But the important point.
这些人都是因着信，有得了美好的证据。
All these.Gained approval through their faith.
但是这边英文你看到是 approval, right? 他的圣经也是 approval.
And here the English translation uses the word approval.
但原文不是。
But in the original language it's different.
原文是见证。
In the original language it's testimony.
跟那个十二章一开始的时候。
It's the same as in chapter 12.
或是十一章开始的时候。
Or the beginning of chapter 11.
他说亚伯因着信，因此便得了称义的见证。
By faith Abel, so that he obtained the testimony that he was righteous.
以诺。
Enoch.
已经得了神喜悦他的名证，就是见证。
For he obtained the witness that before his being taken up, he was pleasing to God.
所以当我们看希伯来书十一章那些信心的前人的时候，
When we see the early people in Hebrews 11,
告诉我们说神是要在人有信心的人当中得到见证。
We see that God wants to gain a testimony from those with faith.
那什么叫做魂的救恩呢？
So what is the salvation of the soul?
第一个我们看到这个是一个见证。
First, we see that this is a testimony.
神需要人有信心能够得到见证。
God needs people to have faith to receive the testimony.
不单是他们。
Not only them.
也是我们。
Also for us.
因为在最后的时候告诉我们说，如果他们不与我们一同得到，就不能完全。
Because in the end of Hebrews 11, it says, apart from us, they would not be made perfect.
希伯来书有许多讲到，你记得的话，讲到我们要竭力进到完全的地步。
In Hebrews, you see in passages where it says you have to strive to enter into rest.
希伯来书告诉我们，我们要竭力进入那安息。
We have to strive to enter into the rest.
那我们当然就会产生许多的讨论、交通说。什么是那个安息？什么是那个完全
？So oftentimes we may wonder, what is that rest, or what is that completion?
希伯来书给我们预尝了知道神究竟今天要做什么的工作。
Hebrews allows us to taste of the work that the Lord is doing today.
举两个简单的例子。
Two simple examples.
都是跟主耶稣回来有关系的。
All of them are related to the Lord.
所以如果我们在希伯，我们当我们一同到主面前来寻求他的旨意的时候，
When we come before the Lord to seek of his will,
我们要知道主耶稣要回来这个事情是神计划当中一个许重要、非常重要的一个关键。
You must know that the Lord's return is a very important part of his plan.
我也不再多说。
I won't go into detail.
你如果再回去看十一章的那些英雄的前人的时候，
If you look at the first few people in chapter 11,
他们也是以用信心看到前面。
They looked ahead by faith.
他们是要希望说他们看到一座有根基的城。
They saw a city which has foundations.
是神所经营所建造。
Whose architect and builder is God.
但这种话在希伯来书里面非常非常的多。
You see many words like these in Hebrews.
所以希伯来书并不是只有说我们有信心的生活。
So Hebrews doesn't only talk about that we have the life of faith.
我们是有信心的生活，一直要往前看，一直仰望主的回来。
We have this life of faith so that we can look forward and wait for the Lord's return.
我说要举两个简单的例子。
So the two examples.
第一个，比如说第一章最后一节。
The first is the last verse in Hebrews 1.
天使岂不都是服役的灵，奉差遣，为那将要承受救恩的人效力吗？
Are they not all ministering spirits sent out to render service for the sake of those who will inherit salvation?
既然说到承受救恩，
It speaks of inheriting salvation.
就是讲到产业。
That's an inheritance.
就是讲到将来的事。
Which is something to come.
所以原来承受救恩就是我们这班人。
We are those who are receiving the salvation.
有救恩要做到一个层，做到一个地步是以后将来才有完成的。
Salvation is being built up in us, and it will be completed in the future.
但是我想有一些弟兄在读希伯来书的时候，
But when some people read Hebrews,
第二个例子，
the second example,
他们就觉得这个是希伯来书一个最重要的地方。
Some people say that this is the most important part of Hebrews.
或是说这个是这个是希伯来书的重点，这希伯来书讲来讲去就是讲这个事情。
Or that some people say that this is the key point of Hebrews.
但是我们也知道，
But we also know
这个是神的旨意。
This is the will of God.
是神荣耀的旨意。
It's God's glorious will.
第二章
Chapter 2.
第十节
Verse 10.
原来那为万物所赎为万物所本的，要领许多的儿子进荣耀里去，使救他们的元帅因受苦得以完全，本是合一的。
For it was fitting for him, for whom are all things, and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through suffering.
神有一个荣耀的计划,
God has a glorious plan.
要引许多的儿子进到荣耀里面去,
to bring many sons into glory.
但是这个是跟什么有关系呢?
But what is this related to?
跟我们的救恩有关系。
This is connected to our salvation.
他说中文是说使他们是救他们的元帅。
In Chinese it says in order to for the reason of saving
them. For the captain who saved them.
For the what?
The captain who saved them.
As the captain who saved them.
但是你要他读英文是怎么说呢?
But what does it say in the English? To perfect the author of their salvation.
Perfect the author of their salvation. 是这个是 我们救恩的作者,
he is the author of our salvation.
或是我们中文比较更好，就是说我们救恩的元帅,
or the source of our salvation.
因受苦得以完全,
and it was perfected through suffering.
所以当希伯来书说到我们要竭力，我们要离开基督道理的开端，竭力进到完全的地步的时候。
So when Hebrew says that we have to leave the elementary teachings and press on to maturity,
那个完全是有根据,
there is a source for that maturity.
我们的主是我们救恩的元帅,
the Lord is the captain of our salvation.
大家现在已经我相信很清楚，这个救恩不单是我们因信称义而已。
I believe everyone is very clear that it isn't just our justification by faith.
我们也因信成圣，因信得荣耀。
We are also sanctified by faith and glorified by faith.
主耶稣是我们救恩的元帅。
The Lord Jesus is the captain of our salvation.
他因着受苦难得以完全。
And through suffering, he was made perfect.
大家懂吗？ 这个完全。 或是说安息，或是说应许，在希伯来书里面其实是有根据的。
So you see that the perfection or the promise or the rest has a basis in Hebrews.
那我已经刚刚把这次要讲的开始的 introduction 已经讲完了。
So that was the introduction to what I was going to say.
那所以只剩5分钟。I
have 5 minutes left.
所以呢，但是 我想弟兄姊妹要清楚一点，我们现在所承受的救恩，我们受的恩典是何等的丰富。
But I think we should all be very clear that our salvation is very abundant.
神在我们当中每一个信主的都有一个很荣耀的计划。
God has a glorious plan to all of us who believe.
那本来要这个讲完 introduction 要讲什么叫做魂的救恩。
So after the introduction, I was going to talk about what is the salvation of the soul.
那我已经没有时间了。
But I ran out of time.
所以我就留着下一次。
So I will leave it for next time.
希望下一次比一年还有短时间可以跟弟兄姊妹交通。
And I hope that next year there will be more time to share with you.
但是,
But however,
有一个事情我要让弟兄姊妹说清楚。
I hope that brothers and sisters can be clear about one thing.
假设,
Suppose,
我们明白, 主在希伯来书告诉我们魂的救恩是何等的重要。
When we understand how important the salvation of the soul in Hebrews is,
那条路,
What is that way?
是信心。
It's a way of faith.
但是我们要知道什么是魂的救恩的时候,
But when we want to know what is the salvation of the soul,
我们要先用信心来走这一步。
We have to take the step of faith.
我很简单地说,
Simply speaking,
下一次再详细地说,
I will speak about it in detail.
希伯来书告诉我们,
Hebrews tells us,
他说神呢, 在古时候, 借着众先知多次多方的晓谕列祖,
God after
第一章第一节,
chapter 1 verse 1, God after he spoke long ago to the fathers in the prophets in many portions and in many ways.
但是在末世的时候, 在末后的时候,
in these last days,
就借着他的儿子晓谕我们,
has spoken to us in his son.
或是在神的儿子里面对我们说话。
Or that he spoke to us through his son.
所以我们如果要知道更清楚什么叫做魂的救恩。
So if we want to be clear about what is the salvation of the soul.
主耶稣其实已多方多次对我们说过。
The Lord has already spoken it to us many times.
那有许多的主耶稣所说的话都跟魂的救恩有关系。
Many things that Jesus said are related to the salvation of the soul.
那我就很短的时间就选一个，我不详细说了，我把这个放在弟兄姊妹的面前，弟兄姊妹能够带到主的面前来默想。
Because of time, I will just bring one example and set it forth for you, and you can consider it before the Lord.
这个我们很熟悉的一段圣经。
It's a very familiar passage.
主耶稣在马太福音16章里面,
Matthew chapter 16,
他告诉我们说,
He tells us,
我应该还可以说稍微说详细一点。
I will go into a little bit of detail.
刚刚彼得才跟主耶稣说,
Peter had just told Jesus,
他说, 刚刚彼得才跟主耶稣说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子，是六章。
In chapter 16, verse 16, Simon Peter had just said, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
然后呢？
And then?
主耶稣跟彼得说,
Later, Jesus told Peter,
主耶稣跟他说, 我要到耶路撒冷被杀受害三天之后复活,
and he must go to Jerusalem and suffer and be killed and be raised up on the third day.
彼得就跟主耶稣, 这是万万不可,
Peter took him aside and said, God forbid it, Lord, this shall never happen.
主耶稣说, 撒旦推我后面去吧,
but Jesus answered, get behind me, Satan.
你因为你 只体贴人的意思, 只体贴人的意思,
for you are not setting your mind on God's interest, but man.
体贴,
setting your mind,
是说到你的心不在神的旨意里面, 你的心乃是用人的旨意,
it means that your heart is not in God's will, but in man's will.
后来就主耶稣说了一段话, 我们很熟悉了。
And then Jesus spoke a very familiar passage.
他说, 若人要跟从我, 就当舍己, 背起 他的十字架来跟从我。
If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.
因为凡要救自己生命的, 必要上吊生命, 凡为我上吊生命的, 必得着生命。
For whoever wishes to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it.
人若占了全世界赔上自己的生命有什么益处呢? 人还能拿什么换生命呢?
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits its soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul?
人只要在他父的荣耀里同着众使者降临，那时候他要照个人的行为报应个人。
When the Son of Man is going to come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and will then repay every man according to his deeds.
第一个,
first,
这边刚刚那段的圣经说到生命就是魂,
in the passage when it uses the word life, it's referring to soul.
所以主耶稣在这边是讲到说，凡要救自己魂的，不要上吊魂；凡为主耶稣上吊魂的，必得着我魂。
For whoever wishes to save his soul will lose it, but whoever loses his soul for the Lord's sake will find it.
人若赚得全世界，赔上自己的魂，有什么的益处呢？
For what will it profit a man if he gains the whole world and forfeits his soul?
主耶稣在那个时候要照个人的行为报应个人。
And at that time, the Lord will repay every man according to his deeds.
记不记得我们读过那个刚刚读过一开始希伯来书有一句话？
Do you remember what we just read in Hebrews?
第10章，他说：“使你们行完了神的旨意，就可以得着所应许的。”
When you have done the will of God, you may receive what was promised.
我因着时间，我就不在这边把它很详细的解释了。
I won't explain it in detail because of time.
我们留在下一次。
That will be left for the future.
但是我们当要明白什么叫做魂的救恩的时候,
but when we want to understand what is the salvation of the soul,
要把在不同的圣经亮光当中把它放在一起去明白,
you must put it together in light of different passages in the Bible.
希伯来书也告诉我们说以前是先知所讲的。
Hebrews also tells us that it is what the prophets spoke of in old times.
到最后末世的时候是主耶稣说的。
And today, in the latter times, it is Jesus who speaks of it.
记不记得，刚刚我们一开始读彼得前书的时候，说到我们信心的果效就是魂的救恩的时候。
Remember that when we read in 1 Peter that the fruit of your faith is the salvation of the soul.
说谈到这个救恩，众先知赏赐草。 考察他们里面基督的灵。
And it said that the prophets have prophesied of this grace that would come to you made careful searches and inquiries.
但是我们知道这个主耶稣就很清楚刚我们说明什么叫做魂的救恩。
But here the Lord Jesus has made it very clear what is the salvation of the soul.
虽然时间已经过了
even though time is just passed,
我还是有一点鼓励弟兄姊妹。
I have one word of encouragement.
那刚刚我们弟兄带我们唱的诗歌495首。
Earlier we sang hymn 495.
如果大家有诗歌本的话
if you have your hymn book with you,
那你会看到在下面有一个小的那个圣经的经文。
You see that there is a verse reference on the bottom.
是第六希伯来书第六章十九节。
It is Hebrews chapter 6 verse 19.
他弟兄姊妹也看一下，就是说这边也说到，跟我们刚刚弟兄跟我们唱是那个我们信心的锚，对不对 ？The anchor of the faith.
In that song, it said the anchor of the faith.
那圣经是怎么说呢
？What does it say in the Bible?
第十九节，我们有这指望，如同灵魂的锚。但是你知道，这个也是一样，这魂的锚。
Here it says, this hope we have as an anchor of the soul.
又坚固又牢靠，而且通入幔内。
A hope both sure and steadfast, and one which enters within the veil.
我把这段把它放到弟兄姊妹面前是因为。
I place this verse in front of you because.
你如果看到第六章前面的时候。
When you read the earlier part of chapter 6.
再看前面一点。
If you look ahead,
第十五节
verse 15,
我觉得这个是对我们是一个极大的鼓励极大的安慰
I believe this is a great comfort and encouragement.
这样亚伯拉罕第十五节这样亚伯拉罕既很久忍耐就得了所应许的
And so having patiently waited, he obtained the promise referring to Abraham.
但他后来又说他说人呢通常是别指着他比自己大的来起誓那神就没有比他更大，所以神就对着他自己来起誓。
Because later,、
yeah.
later on it says that men usually swear by something greater than themselves, but God could not swear with anything higher than himself, so he swore by himself.
神为什么要起誓
？So why did God make an oath?
因为神要决定要做这个事情。
Because God has determined to do this.
他把自己放在这个约的里面。
He placed himself into the covenant.
他要做什么事呢
？What will he do？
而且他这边十八节说神绝不能说谎。
And in verse 18 it says it is impossible for God to lie.
神要做什么的
？What will he do？
神要把我们有许多的儿子进到荣耀里面去。
God will bring many sons into glory.
神的要我们在上十六第六章一开始说要离开基督道理的开端竭力进到完全的地步
As it says in chapter 6 verse 1 God wants us to leave the elementary teaching about the Christ and press on to maturity
换句话说
In other words
神要一定要做到魂的救恩在我们这帮信主的人身上
God will definitely establish the salvation of the soul among us who believe
但是这个魂的救恩
But this salvation of the soul
需要我们付上代价
requires us to pay a price.
主耶稣说
Jesus said,
要舍己
deny yourself,
背起自己的十字架来跟从主
carry your own cross and follow the Lord.
不，详细我不说了。
So I can't
今天的时间到这里，我盼望把这个开启的话放在弟兄姊妹的当中。
But I hope that these introductory words can be placed among you.
知道我们的救恩。
So that we know,
不单我们的灵活了。
Not only is our spirit revived,
我们将来有一个 不朽坏的身体。
And in the future, we have an incorruptible body.
现今神要在我们的当中，在我们的身上。
But today, God has a plan in us.
做魂更新的工作。
Which is to renew the soul.
把我们磨成神儿子的模样。
To conform us into the image of Christ.
这个是跟我们将来的赏赐有关系。
And this is connected to our future reward.
愿主开始也带领我们，也祝福他的话。
May the Lord bless His word and lead us.
我们有点祷告。
Let's have a further word of prayer.
主，我们把刚刚所说过的话，我们再次交在你的手中。
Lord, we commit the words that we have spoken into your hands.
主，我们愿意你 再次给我们回头的亮光。
We ask that you would give us a light as we look back.
主啊，如你看中的话，求主圣灵再次在我们心里面为我们更清楚的说明。
For the words that you look upon, may your Holy Spirit speak them more clearly within us.
虽然我们交通的时间有限。
Even though the time that we have is limited,
虽然交通的人也有限,
and even though the one who speaks is limited,
但是我们有信心,
but we have faith,
圣灵能够把一切的真理把我们带进入到里面去,
that the Holy Spirit can guide us into all truth,
也在我们等候主耶稣快要回来的时间,
and as we await the Lord's imminent return,
主啊，你的工作在New Work聚会的当中,
may your work among the New Work gathering,
能够把翻转的工作在我们的当中。
May you do the work of restoring us.
求主在我们当中兴起更多的器皿。
May you raise up more vessels among us.
吸引我们。
May you draw us.
让我们能够有更多回应你自己的呼召，能够成为你得胜的。
So that we can answer your call and overcome.
弟兄胜过他，是因羔羊的血和自己所见证的道。
The brothers overcame by the word, by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony.
他们虽至于死，也不爱惜自己的魂生命。
And they did not love their soul life even to the death.
我们求你祝福你自己的话。
Lord, may you bless
your word. 你的话已经常常提醒我们，你所看重的是什么。
Your word has constantly reminded us what you regard as important.
愿主带领我们，我们有信心能够配合圣灵在我们当中的工作。
May you guide us and so that we have faith to follow what the Spirit is doing.
愿你的旨意成就在天上，愿你的旨意成就在 New World 还有弟兄姊妹的当中，如同行在天上一样。
May your will be done upon New World and the brothers here as it is in heaven.
我们感谢赞美你。
We thank you and we praise you.
奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.